This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. This year, while a lot of college students are getting ready to vote in their first presidential election, two recent University of South Florida graduates are running for office. 20-year-old Victor Sims graduated from USF St. Petersburg with a bachelor's degree in psychology this past May. He's running as a Democrat in the House of Representatives District 39 race, which covers parts of Polk and Osceola counties. I first introduced you to Sims earlier this year when he traveled to New Hampshire with a political science class called Road to the White House. He and his classmates worked on presidential campaigns ahead of the first-in-the-nation primary.
To see so many people wake up and they're in the office before I'm there, and I'm getting there, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the morning, and they're already making calls, or they're getting ready to, send people out to go knock on doors. It shows that, people do believe in the same things that I believe in, that education matters and stuff like that.
While acknowledging that he's young, Sims points to his life experience. He was an honor student, a manager at McDonald's at 16, and an officer in USF St. Pete student government. And he tells people who say that's not enough experience that he was also in 8 foster homes by the time he was 11.
And they look at me like, okay, what does that mean? And I tell them, how many people do you know who's lived with a Caucasian family and a Hispanic family and an African-American family, or live with Catholic people and Presbyterian people and Muslim people? I was like, you don't find that many people that can say they've done that. I was like, so I think I've got a pretty well-rounded perspective.
Experienced or not, Sims faces a daunting task. While he doesn't have a primary challenger, his opponent in November is Republican incumbent, longtime Polk County politician Neil Cumby, who served the last 2 years as deputy majority whip. But Sims is confident that with hustle and hard work, he might have a chance.
I get up and I roll over and I talk to Siri and I say, hey, Siri, what time is sunset? And she goes, sunset will be at 8:37 p.m. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll try to be out to at least 8:39, try to steal 2 minutes from sunset. But it's literally like day in and day out, trying to work to share vision.
The other candidate, 21-year-old Frank Cirillo, graduated from USF in May with a bachelor's in political science and economics. He's also running as a Democrat, targeting the Florida Senate District 23 race, a newly redrawn district that covers all of Sarasota County and part of Charlotte County. He first has to face off against another political newcomer, also named Frank, new college professor Frank Alcock III, in August's Democratic primary. Cirillo has a small advantage. He's been campaigning since March, while Alcock joined the race in mid-May.
So I was able to rally the real grassroots support and get my name out there at first, but it has been quite difficult. You can't really look forward that far. Right now, we're focused on August, because if we don't get past August, there is no November.
And November's opponent would be one of 5 Republicans running, including State Rep. Greg Stube, former State Rep. Doug Holder, and former Sarasota County Commissioner Nora Patterson. While Cirillo doesn't have that kind of experience, he was involved in student government, has worked on 2 political campaigns, and interned in State Senator Tom Lee's office. All things that made him like politics more.
It really fascinated me. And so I knew that I wanted to push for the issues that I cared about. And I wanted to be that young person, that young voice in the sea of Republicans, to be quite frank, because I'm a Democrat, that, kind of pushed the status quo.
He's trying to hit as much of his district as possible and estimates he's attending at least 15 community events a week. And while he's hearing people's discontent with politics as usual, he thinks his view could serve him well.
Politics shouldn't be about the money, and it shouldn't be about, whether or not you can sway this many people or what your district looks like. It should be standing for principles.
And you can call it the youthful optimism of long-shot candidates, but Sims agrees.
There are people that share this vision. There are people that are suffering. If nobody gets involved, we're going to keep complaining about these problems. And I never was a complainer.
If you'd like to hear more from both candidates, check out WUSFnews.org. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.